Okay, so maybe we just start with a small introduction. You know, like maybe you can just talk about who you are, what you're doing here, what you're doing in Basel, how long you have been here, and so on. So who would like to start?
So my name is Ben. I've been, I'm a native of Basel. I've lived here for most of my life, not always in the city. I've been banned to the countryside in the last couple of years. But I've lived here for more than 25 years or so. And I spent a couple of years abroad. I'm an epidemiologist by background and by training. And I'm currently, well, not jobless, but on vacation for a prolonged period of time between jobs. I do like to point that out to make everyone else feel bad about going to work in the morning.
Yeah, so I'm Henry, and I'm originally from Ghana, and I think altogether I've been in Basel for almost 8 years now. So I came for my studies, and after that I left for Boston to do a postdoc, and then I came back almost 2 years ago now. So altogether roughly 8 years. So studying, working. I'm also an epidemiologist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm Siddharth. I'm originally from India, and I've been in Basel now for about 5 years. And I'm working as, it's difficult to explain, not many people get it, so I'm just going to say health economist. It's kind of the closest to what I'm doing, so and I've been, most of my life lived in India, and then did my master's in UK, so a couple of years there, and then, before coming here, I was in Germany briefly for about 3 odd years, and then moved here to Basel. So in Basel for about 5 years now.
Almost a local.
Quick question though. You say health economist is the closest. Do you not trust us to understand what you do, or does health economist just sound better?
So would health financing specialist make any sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but sure. Sounds good.
That's my point. See? So you did understand what health economist was. That's the point. So
I just know it's a fancy title.
Yeah. So is the other one. Anyway.
So now to me, you're a fancy title.
Uh-huh. I'll accept that. Yeah. Coming from Ben, it's an honor.
Very good.
Okay. So I'm Paula. I'm originally from Germany. I am Siddharth's wife. I've lived abroad for most of my life, my adult life. I'm an anthropologist and now work in a big company as an organizational change manager. Exactly. And I'm here to moderate your discussion a bit. So, I mean, I know it was Siddharth's first, I think, idea to join this. And then he asked you whether you wanted to join, and I think it's a really great idea, but of course I'm also really interested in hearing a bit about why you had this idea and why you joined, why you agreed to join.
So I go first? And
yeah, if you want to.
So why I had the idea? This topic is so the topic of race and identity, it's quite a big question, which at least for me personally, I face it literally on a daily basis. I mean, it comes to you notice things and you're affected quite a lot by it. So, when the opportunity was there, I think I just thought it was interesting. We've also had with these guys, we've had some discussions on certain things. There's a level of comfort also, which is existing here. So that's how the idea kind of came that, why not do a discussion with these guys on this topic? Everyone has had different experiences, and why not kind of just talk about it? And that's kind of the idea. Yeah.
So what was your motivation to join?
Yeah, as he said, these questions have been quite the subjects of discussion in a lot of corners around the world these days. I mean, what is identity? These days, there are prohibitions of asking a person, for example, where exactly are you from? If you see, for example, an Asian-looking person living in the US, you're not to ask, where exactly are you from? On the other hand, we also have a lot of people who lived in the US for a long time who are doing DNA ancestry analysis to see where they come from. So what are we missing? That on one hand, don't probe, but on the other hand, we really want to know where we come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I find these questions quite interesting, and I also like to observe society and how we mess around with all these things instead of, you know, looking at it objectively and having great conversations. We always try to pick and mesh, and then everything is always a chaos. So, and then Sid also made a lot of promises that if I joined this conversation, there'll be a lot of benefits. So yeah, sure. Why
not? What kind of benefits were you helping for?
He said a lot of things.
Fair enough.
So what did he promise you, Ben?
We agreed to not disclose that publicly anyways.
NDA.
So for me, I don't have a profound reason like you do. It was just to have an interesting new experience. That's the one thing. And more importantly, though, it was to hear perspectives from people who have lived in my native country. Because for me, I mean, obviously, when I go out on the street, nobody will look at me in a weird way, because they know, oh, as soon as he opens his mouth, we know, oh, he's from Basel. If you go to Zurich or other places, they'll look at me funny, but that's a whole other discussion. But I know I've had experiences in my life when I've been in places where I was maybe the only white guy, and that was a very strange experience for me, because I had grown up here, and in the US where I spent 4 years, I had seen mostly people who looked exactly like me. So it's interesting to also get a more prolonged perspective on life inside something else, and how that affects your identity. Because I know that whenever I was away from Switzerland, that definitely changed my identity. And I think there's always those external factors that shape who you are on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm. I think I can very much relate to that as well. Like this question of, I was spent a lot of years in Mongolia and in China, and then coming back was always the hardest part, mm-hmm. because somehow it's assumed that you are from here, so nothing has changed. You're supposed to behave in a certain way and to act in a certain way, but then it's not like that, because your experience has changed you in very profound ways. And then the question of identity is not that simple anymore. It's not like, oh, you're from this place, and so you act and think and behave in this way. So I can very much relate to that. You said something that I found interesting. You said no one looks at me in a weird way. So because you are from here and you look like you're from here, and when you speak, you're clearly from here. So I think I would be like interested to dive straight into it and ask you whether you ever had an experience whether you ever found yourself in a situation where your origin mattered in some way, where it made either things better or worse, easier or more difficult. Could be here, could be somewhere else.
I guess, as Ben said, in Switzerland, he has to open his mouth, and they know. For me, I don't need to open my mouth. They just look at me because it's so obvious. And I mean, I've had a lot of experiences that if we talk about it, we could go all day. I've been refused entry into bars before. I've been stopped by the police so many times. Children also look at me interestingly, some with a lot of curiosity, some also with a bit of fear in their eyes. But on a personal level, I always enjoy all this aspect of it, because it also shows you are out of your own world, where you came from, where you also grew up, where you didn't even realize there was anything different about you. Now suddenly everything points to the fact that you are completely different. And for me, I like it.
Do you feel completely different?
I think yes and no. I know I'm different, but I don't feel it, because I also don't pay attention to a lot of the negativity. I always tell people that when I go to a new place, I don't compare it to where I came from. I focus on the positives of where I am, and I try to enjoy it there. If I'm here and I'm different, for me, there's nothing negative about that. If somebody thinks it's negative, I see it as it's that person's own problem. I enjoy being the outsider who really wants to integrate and find out about the Swiss culture, what makes a Swiss tick, what are the nice things about Switzerland. These are the things I am more focused on, so I don't really care about all the negative stuff. I don't feel different, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How is it for you?